Well, I can see us for the next several years wanting to have enough production of oil and gas to sustain economic growth in the United States and around the world because we're so dependent. But we have to start putting in the dollars and the fortitude to invest into the future. And we already know that electric vehicles are going to be the future. It may take 10 years, it may take 20 years, but we know that's where it's going. And if you want to see, look at where China's going on electric vehicles. They are investing to control the supply chain of electric vehicles. They want to own the future and let us own the last gasping breaths of the oil and gas industry. So this is a transition. It ain't going to happen overnight. So we're going to see that we need more oil and gas now and for the next several years. But we need to, at the same time, we're America. We can walk and chew gum at the same time. We can invest in energy for oil and gas while we're also creating incentives to invest in renewable energy and in electric vehicles. Renewable energy really would replace some of the natural gas dependency that we have. And even there, we've seen price go up. And electric vehicles are really what's going to replace the demand or slow down that growth in demand, uncontrollable, in oil because cars just don't need it. But electric vehicles are very expensive right now, and a lot of Americans can't buy those cars. And we need to scale up. And when you sell more electric vehicles and you make more of them, the price comes down. So we need to bring down the price. So I'm never going to tell somebody, hey, prices are high, you should buy an electric vehicle. Well, electric vehicles cost a lot of money. So let's try to bring the prices down for gasoline until we can and bring down the price of electric vehicles and make sure that China doesn't lead the 21st century, the United States does.